Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
You're gonna want to see this. This is gonna be good.
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here.
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice. That's great. Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, good morning. You're grabbing pills. Nice, pills.
Nice,
nice. Yay.
Yay.
Nice,
nice. Don't make me use this bell. Ding dong. Ding dong. Dinner served. Come and get it. No. I'm not a mental moron.
Not a mental moron.
Yes, it's grabbing pills. Ah, happy, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday is hump day. Woot.
Yay. We've been grabbing pills since we talked to you last. Oh, I think I'm getting more nasal by the minute. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I'm Ginger.
Wow.
Yeah, I realize I don't sound like Ginger at this point.
You sound horrible.
Yeah, this is her sixth stand-in.
So, guys, you little boys and girls, you see what happens when you don't take your medicine and your vitamins, or you take too many of them, in our case.
Something.
Yeah, in our case, too many. Oh, we have some good news. We know you guys missed us. I got the notes. I didn't respond because some of you get really excited when we respond, but we did. We did get your notes.
Oh, they missed us.
They did. I didn't want to say anything while you were out. It's nice to be loved. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Rawr.
We rock. We know it. Y'all love us.
Let me tell you how much I love y'all. I just wasted 5 minutes trying to get a copy of a trailer from the new Ridge Racer 3D from Bandai for 3DS. And to find out, the trailer is undownloadable. So, sorry.
Oh, very nice. That's no good.
I'm so sorry. But I love you.
We do love y'all.
So what other news have we got, Jen?
Well, first, I want to say a happy second day of Winter Emus, everybody. Remember, it is Winter Emus, the gamer holiday, 25th through the 31st. Hoping you're getting your gaming on. You know, for those of y'all who are lucky enough to take off for this, you know, don't forget, stand up, maybe take a shower, eat some food. It's all good.
Some people are not standing up, and they are not taking showers, for the love of God.
I know. Oh, it's bad. Okay, all right. Well, I am going to start off with a new 3D browser-based game. Build your own dungeon and plunder those of other players in Dungeon Empires. Forgive me if my pronunciation is bad, all congested. Today, Gamigo announced Dungeon Empires, a 3D browser-based game of the next generation that allows players not only to plunder dungeons, but also to build their own. The unique mixture of role-playing game and dungeon builder is presented in the incredibly detailed 3D right in the browser thanks to the Unity engine. Dungeon Empires was developed by the German developer studio Limbic Entertainment. In the game, it looks like players are going to be trying to build build as challenging a dungeon as possible. It's important that there are many nasty monsters, including zombies, ghouls, golems, and dragons, that inhabit the dungeon and can be trained.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Only happy creatures fight with all their might, though. Says there's plenty of room for creativity when it comes to configuration of the dungeon rooms. There are different textures and decorations, as well as the possibility to add an elemental, to name a few. If enemy heroes fall trying to plunder the dungeon, they drop lots of loot for the dungeon master to collect. Oh, this is neat. So this is like opposite of what most dungeon things are.
Yes, sounds
awesome. I like this. That's a whole new take on that. I like it. The player can also set up his own hero to plunder enemy dungeons. Winding vaults created by the community are waiting to be explored, and enemy treasure keepers are waiting to be fought in turn-based combat. In order to be ready for the ever-increasing challenges, heroes earn experience and gain improved skills and equipment over the course of the game. That sounds really neat.
Where can we play that?
You can check it out. You can register at dungeonempires.gamigo.com. Gamigo is G-A-M-I-G-O. So just dungeonempires.gamigo.com. I'm probably saying that wrong.
No, I just had a flashback childhood. And Gamigo was his name. Oh, okay, I'm gone. I'm out of order. I'm out of order. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fired, Corey. You're fired. Fired.
Sorry. Couldn't help it. Oh, God. Let me try to clear my throat so I can speak. Well, are you guys ready for this?
Totally not ready.
Well, you know how we talk about how badass Nintendo is? Well, Nintendo says, you pirate people, it's over for you. GTFO. Nintendo's UK bosses, this is according to our friends at GameIndustry.biz, are saying that Nintendo's UK bosses have been talking up the copy protection in the impending 3DS handheld, claiming that the piracy troubles of the DS era are behind it. The firm's marketing manager, James Honeywell, says that there's definitely a step change coming, and you see it in various countries around the world. People are aware that video games, music, and movies make massive contributions to the economies of countries, and they need to make sure they start protecting those things. I think perhaps there's been a heyday of piracy, and we've now seen a lot of rules come in to stop it. Added General Manager David Yarnton, so we can't divulge any technical details on that, but needless to say, this is probably one of our best pieces of equipment in that retrospect. Oh, wow. This is another battle. This is going to be a major battle royale, I'm telling you.
Sounds that way.
Yeah, the pirates are going to be trying to prove them wrong, and they're going to be trying to keep the pirates out. So can't wait to see how this one turns out. And you can read more of this story at GameIndustry.biz. You do have to be a member to read this story, so don't get all angry when you get over saying you can't read it. It is free to sign up, just like it is at our site. It's free to sign up and join us. And we have some good stuff coming, so you want to be our friends, too. So. Good story. I can't wait to see.
Good story.
Can't wait to see. Jen?
All right. Looks like there's a new... Sorry, y'all got to just give me a little slow, trying not to sneeze here. jogging is the latest blood sport on the iPhone and iPad.
Oh, yes. I saw that this morning.
Yes, I thought it was epic. Grim Joggers. It's a brand new retro arcade title from 10 Tons, and it's now available. In Grim Joggers, the players lead a group of 15 joggers as far as possible before all of them face a gruesome end.
I'm sorry.
One of the developers, Sampo Toisi, says, "We think Grim Joggers brings something fresh and unique into running games and does it with polished playability and an original theme. We also have an update coming up shortly after the release. It'll have some great stuff like falling bombs and minefields."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Grim Joggers. It's an arcade-style survival game with online leaderboards and achievements. They say the goal is simple. Lead the joggers as far as possible before they all have faced a gruesome death.
I cannot talk. Every time you say gruesome death, it just makes me laugh. And
It's bad that I want to, see what all the different gruesome deaths are, you just lead them through it without, getting them killed, and I'd be like, oh, hey, no, look, it's a ledge, let's go jump off.
It's a pit filled with hungry alligators.
Oh, is that lava?
Oh, God, they're going to throw us off. Something. Wait a minute, we can't get fired, it's our show. Anyway. Where can they find this one, Jen?
You can find it on the Apple App Store. There's also a video, a trailer on YouTube. It looks like the listing price on the iTunes App Store is $1.99, but the game will be on sale for 99 cents for a limited time after the launch. It does say Grim Joggers is a universal app. Oh, they have video and screenshots at grimjoggers.com as well.
Yeah, I was trying to take a bite of a granola bar. Anyway.
Oh. I was was like, oh no, did I lose her?
No, not today. We have backup today. We're gone. We're only going to be gone for a second. I'm playing around today. Well, here's a game that has us all a tizzy here as well, Gamer Girls Radio. Magicka.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was released yesterday, or day before yesterday. I'm sorry, we lost today. And it has already sold over 30,000 copies across all digital platforms. In less than 24 hours, and is currently the number one best-selling game on Steam. However, the fantastic success of Magicka is not a signal for the development team to pop open the jars of mead and relax after celebrating. Arrowhead Studios is working around the sundial and is fully committed to ongoing support by zapping glitches and communicating with the players. The dev team also has plenty more to conjure up, so be on the lookout for more announcements and keep those wands ready. We just got a hold of this. Did we start trying to play it last night? And
yeah, I think so.
As soon as I told these bunch that Paradox wanted us to check it out, it was my phone started blowing up.
I want to play.
Mostly it was Blaster, because as you see, Jen and I are sick, but Blaster kept calling me to explain to me how it works, how the game works. There's apparently a bunch of clips on YouTube. We'll try to grab those for the site. Clips of gamers and editors worldwide laughing themselves senseless as they misfire spells left and right. You can do player team damage, which is hilarious. To your fellow players. I love this. I love this idea. Some of you are poor sports and won't get the whole joke, but that's my thing whenever I play games with people. That's why I don't multiplayer with some of you. Because I love to blow you up. Hilarious. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, yes. Nothing better than shooting your own teammates.
Lovely. Back of the head, all that good stuff. But you can check out or join the Magicka community on Facebook at Magicka Game. They're also on Twitter, Magicka Game. And, of course, check them out on Steam. And I want to say, I'm trying to find, there's another link. You probably go to paradoxplaza.com to get a little bit more information about Magicka. I think this one's amazing, the game is. I don't want to give it away, the big deal, other than just team being able to fire on your team. There's really something cool about this I've never seen in any multiplayer game that really promotes the team play, and it promotes, you know, you not blowing up your team members. Although it's fun, after a while you'll stop, I promise. Ow, foot in the paper shredder. Jen?
Oh, well, that's not the most random thing I've heard.
I'm not even going to explain it. Jen?
Foot in the paper shredder. All right. Evil Controller celebrates women. Evil Controller celebrates women with new imaging, new fashion, and the first ever Girl Gaming Month. Ooh, I like Girl Gaming Month.
Nice.
They say, let February be the month to celebrate a gaming population that frequently goes unrecognized and underappreciated. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, Evil Controller has taken it into its hands to officially deem this February of 2011 Girl Gaming Month. Woo!
Let's head over.
Yep. This month will be all about women's empowerment, and with a few new developments from within the Evil Labs, Evil Controllers hope to do just that, to find a way to empower any girl gamers. I like it. February 1st marks the release of brand new imaging for all of Evil's controllers, the tough-as-nails yet stylish pink camouflage controller.
Aw, little... man.
I know. Core can't deal with pink. A little bit of pink might just be what every game needs, men and women alike. Pink doesn't really impress me, but the camouflage, I kind of like that. The pink camo controller will be discounted to begin with, or it can be bought together with the Girl Gamer Evil Bundle, a basket of goodies we hope will make any girl smile. The bundle will include the pink camo controller with a basic auto burst mode mod that can be upgraded at extra cost. A brand new tank top released from Evil vs. Evil, an extra pair of Evil sticks, and Evil signature keychain. The shirt will include Evil's logo with a bit of a feminine twist.
Pink? Let me guess. Pink?
yeah. You know, pink. Pink's the way to go. Feminine, right?
Wow.
Well,
we thank you for trying. At least you're trying. We'll give you... You're doing better than...
I don't even think I own any clothes that are pink.
I do. I look very good in pink, the whole Chanel thing, but I don't want my gaming accessories to be pink. More of a blue, black, silver, metallic kind of girl.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, for those of you who are into the whole pink and maybe camo as well, head over to evilcontrollers.com/blog, or you can go and check them out at the Optic Girls channel at youtube.com/user/OpticGirls.
And that's blog. I'm going over to check that out right now.
Ooh, and these are not cheap now that I'm looking at this. The pink camo imaging add-on is going to be sold at a discounted price of $34.99.
That's a discount?
Yeah, it's marked down from $44.99, so $10. The pink controller, $79.99, $10 off the retail price of $89.99. And the whole bundle, yeah, $154.99.
You see, they have some really good products on their site. You guys really go over and check them out. But we need to get them out of this pink thing because, honestly, they have one here that's covered in skulls that I would rock a controller. That's what I want. Forget the pink. Give me the skulls one.
That does sound hot.
Keep that pink crap. Okay.
Oh, we don't want your pink.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Come on, people. We'll take the basket. I mean, I don't turn down gifts. But anyway. This is a big story. Tencent, China's biggest internet firm and the third largest in the world, has announced two new deals, the founding of a new development fund worth $759.5 million and a partnership with Japanese social network company GLEE, replace the L with an R. The new investment fund will be used to build new opportunities for social, casual, and network titles, e-commerce, and business ventures. Tencent, and I called them Tencent earlier, I'm sorry, Tencent, the best performing stock on the Hong Kong market this year, is the sole investor in the new fund, Bloomberg reports. At the end of the year, Tencent topped a Bloomberg top 10 of tech companies in terms of growth. Let's talk about a tongue twister. And prospects beating Apple to the top spot. Its biggest product is the QQ instant messaging platform, which has over 636 million active accounts. Bite it, Apple. GLEE is one of Japan's top mobile gaming distributors and should provide valuable technological insight into the market. The partnership will be available, will enable Japanese company to establish a foothold in the increasingly lucrative Chinese market and allow Tencent to reach new markets in Asia. And I'm pretty sure here as well at some point. What does this mean? Well, it means Apple better watch its back, and the rest of you here better watch your back. That's a lot of money to invest the social gaming part. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all know that China and Japan are just awesome. Do I need to point out Nintendo to you again? Those people don't play over there, so we're going to get some good stuff out of this.
Sounds that way.
Mm-hmm. And even there's a little bit of a quote here. This also came from Game Industry Biz. This is just a quote from another article about this very same thing. They're saying Sony and Microsoft are moving too slow in online space. Yeah. Do y'all see this battle that's coming here? Yeah. Get your popcorn and be ready. Jen?
Oh, I'm all out of popcorn. I got to go to the store. That's good.
Stock up. It's going to be a long fight.
Brian Wood Memorial Game Design Internship announced.
Yay!
Internships honoring game designers' memory to be awarded to Vancouver Film School game design graduates. The Brian Wood Memorial Game Design Internship was announced this past weekend at Game Design Expo, hosted by the Game Design Program at Vancouver Film School. Looks like the announcement was made by Relic Entertainment General Manager Jonathan, Dowd as well. Was made to an audience of nearly 200 game industry professionals and enthusiasts at the conclusion of Saturday's Industry Speaker Day at the Van City Theater in Vancouver. Relic Entertainment, a leading worldwide developer of video game entertainment and a subsidiary of THQ Publishing, established the internship to commemorate the work of Brian Wood. The longtime Relic employee and lead game designer of the Company of Heroes franchise was killed in a tragic traffic accident in September of 2010, leaving behind his wife. I remember hearing about this. He actually swerved his car, so he took the full-on brunt to save his wife and their unborn child.
Oh, horrible. I remember hearing about that, too.
That's very honorable, very horrible, though. I'm glad they're doing this. I think that's very awesome. So, again, that is with the Vancouver Film School. I'm looking to see if I can find anywhere for you to get more information. It doesn't look like I have much. For more information. Oh, that's for Relic Entertainment. I guess you could head over to relic.com or thq.com, and maybe they'll have more information, but I don't see anywhere where you would submit any information for this. But again, it is the Brian Wood Memorial Game Design Internship.
That is fantastic. Yeah. That they're doing something so nice. So I don't know what to say to that, so I'm going to move on. We'll try not to dwell. But they should go check that out, really, seriously. Oh, well. So apparently Google is not happy.
Google not happy?
With the Android market purchase rates, so they're going to make some changes. This comes to us from our friends at Engadget.com. They say having a market full of apps is normally a good thing for the owners of Android handsets, but those owners are buying very few premium apps, which is a bad thing, especially for the developers who keep that market full. That, of course, is also bad news for Google, which is making a variety of changes to appease the devs, some of which Android platform manager Eric Chu outlined at the Inside Social Apps conference yesterday. After already nuking the 24-hour trial period, Google is now working on an in-app payment system, which would enable the direct selling of add-ons, costumes, and enough other bits and bobs to ensure you'll never have to buy a fully featured app again. Google is also negotiating with more carriers to allow users to have app purchases appear on their bill rather than using a separate payment system. And this is already, of course, possible on AT&T, which is amazing because they're usually two steps behind everyone else. Finally, we'll look for those changes coming soon. This, again, is from Engadget via Apple Headlines and also from Forbes. Going to be interesting to see because I know a lot of people complain. I don't want to buy the entire app. Maybe I just want this part. Maybe it'll and we have a lot of games doing that as well. Wizard 101 does that. We don't you don't have to pay for all of it, but if you want this, it's $1, it's $2. So I think that's an excellent idea for cell phones.
Yeah.
That not having to pull out your credit card while you're walking just to get by the GPS app because you're lost. Why not just allow you to have it and then pay for it later?
Yes. I like that.
So we got 7 minutes. Time for one more before the break, Jen. One more.
Okay, yeah, I think I've got one more. The Computech Browser and Social Games Competition. Computech Media launches the Make the Game Developer Competition. Make the Game is a competition by Computech Media. It's going to give game developers the chance to present their browser-based social games to millions of gamers and the chance to win a lucrative publishing contract, including cash up front and a large advertising budget. Computech Media is going to be investing a total of 1 million euros for the best games. A 5-member jury of experts will pick the winners at the at GamesCon Trade Fair in August 2011. 2011. I'm so drugged up.
I like it.
No idea.
I like it. Like 7 of 9. 20 of 11.
Free browser and social games are becoming increasingly popular and are turning computer games into a mass medium. All users need. I can't talk. All users need is a PC with internet access and a standard web browser to play. These games appeal to both casual players and an increasing number of core gamers. Which means that the browser game segment will grow much faster in the next few years than the classic computer and video games market. They have a point. They go into more about why this is. An extensive print and online advertising campaign from Computech Media AG will guarantee that the winning games are presented to the largest possible audience, with over 600,000 magazines sold every month. And a total of more than 6 million unique users on Computech websites. The company based in Perth, Germany, is the leading publisher in the games industry, making it the ideal media partner for speaking directly to millions of gamers. So that's pretty awesome. If you're wanting to get in on that, interested developers can register until April 15th, 2011. get more information about the document. Uh-oh. Oh, you didn't cut us off, did you? Nope. Okay,
no, I didn't cut you off.
they will need to provide to take part in the competition at www.makethegame.de. Again, you can register until April 15th of 2011. Games must be completed by June 30th of 2011. The winners will be selected by the jury and will be announced at the GamesCon 2011 trade fair in Cologne, Germany. The publishing of the games in cooperation with a renowned publisher is scheduled for September 2011.
I love it.
So again, if you're interested in that, you want to get in on that, you head over to makethegame.de.
Yay.
Yay.
We sound so excited. Yay. So I'm going to take you to our through our break with a little GTA, but I want to make a couple announcements before we go. Yay. So you guys have been hearing us talking about our lovely Valentine's Day event, people at Fallen Earth.
So lovely.
Yes. Again, you want to be signed up with the site when we send out the official announcement, because not only will you get to play with us, we'll give you a key to play with us, but you get a special weapon. Did I tell them what it was?
Told them what it is, but I'm looking at it right now. It's so hot.
Let me just say, you'll be able to blow some people up, and it'll be good. And you can only get it from us. So you guys make sure you're signed up with the site. Visit the forums often. We'll be hiding little things here and there around the site for you to find. And also, of course, if you have any news, send it to us. Press@gamingatrix.com. And we don't care if you write for another site or you're from another site, because as you see, we steal all of your news. Climbing in your window, taking all your news. So those of you who are listening live, sorry, you'll have to download to hear the rest. And you'll want to hear about this, because I got some news hot from Engadget people about the new iPhone. Ha 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 ha. And we'll see you guys after the break.
See y'all.
Where's my pizza? When I listen to this, I do. I just want to go get off the air and just go in, and Nico and I just cause some carnage in Liberty City. Rockstar, I'm ready for the next GTA. I'm ready. Give it to me. I'm ready, please. I'm begging. Okay. That has no sexual connotations whatsoever. I just want to say that. I'm pretty sure I'll be getting
I would like to point out that she said it, not me.
Thanks a lot. Throw me under the bus.
I saw the bus and I was like, oh, there goes Corey.
I love you too, Jen. I love you so much.
I love
I'm not,
you, Corey.
I'm not even going to cough on you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Please don't. I don't need to be any more sick.
We're sharing germs. Okay. See, people out there that have... here is the latest news from the Engadget people, if you have not heard already. Apparently, the mythical white iPhone...
Mythical white iPhone.
Mythical, because it was supposed to come out during the holidays. It did not. They released it today. Yay. But the bad thing is, the Apple Store store went down. They're saying it's from updates and upgrades, but everybody has now reported that the store is back up, but there's nothing new. So this whole, yeah. Yeah, Jen, are you still there? Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. My head off, but I'm here.
She went, ooh, and then it was gone. So,
sorry.
Apparently, Apple.com has undergone sort of a little redesign. The navigation bar is up top, and it's kind of a little more shiny, but no store. Yeah, no store, which kills us here as well because, you know, we do a couple of Apple reviews, so we won't be doing them for you for the next couple of days. Sorry. And the people at My Girlfriend have so graciously donated the key for us to play. You guys are going to love when we tell you about that one. My virtual girlfriend, lovely. Keep an eye out for that one. But anyway, so those of you who own an iPhone, you keep us posted. We don't know what's going on over there. Let us know if you see anything new and interesting. We'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, I own an iPhone. I don't want to check that out.
And this comes to us from, again, Engadget via Mac Rumors, which is actually a forum if you want to go over and check that out. If you have an iPhone, you don't know about them, good forums. Yeah, go check it out. Let us know. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone. That's why I have my lovely LG Rumor Touch, which I'm presenting to you much like the girls do on Price is Right with the prizes. That's what I'm doing. Okay. Jen, what do you have?
All right. Altus USA Incorporated today officially announced a North American release of Shin Megami... Oh, these names, people. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor Overlock. That is an RPG-SRPG hybrid for the Nintendo 3DS.
Wow.
Uh-huh. It's currently set to launch on the highly anticipated handheld in summer of 2011. I'm going to say it right this time. Considered one of the best RPGs of 2009, the original Devil Survivor presented gamers with a novel premise. Tokyo is in full lockdown, the government's swift, cold-blooded response to a surprise demon invasion.
Oh!
You and your friends must solve the nature of this interdimensional rift through which the horrific creatures are entering your world. Saving the world is not your highest priority. Staying alive, on the other hand, is. Looks like Devil Survivor Overclocked is expanded and enhanced for the Nintendo 3DS builds. Nintendo 3DS. It builds upon the game's original release with the addition of voice acting for the entirety of the game's lengthy, unconventional narrative. They also say that... I lost my place. Moreover, that the very story, already boasting multiple endings based on critical decisions by the player, now concludes with a special 8th chapter. A rousing epilogue for Shin Megami Tensei fans. I don't know. Game's beautifully remastered hand-drawn artwork and character portraits benefit from the new system's higher resolution screens, offering players a crisper, higher fidelity experience. If you want more information about this, it looks like they're not going to release more information until later, but you can head over to their website. Atlas.com/Devil Survivor 3DS.
Oh, they make good games, Atlas. Trauma Center, anyone? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm. Heard it from me. That's one of my favorite games. Love cutting people up.
Imagine that.
Well, there's nothing like hordes and big sandwiches on sale for the week. Big
Wait, what?
Big Sandwich Games, a critically acclaimed action strategy game, is going to be on sale this week on the PlayStation Network for $7.49 for this week only. PlayStation Network announced an 11 for 11 sale featuring 11 critically acclaimed titles reduced to half price for 1 week only. Included in this is Big Sandwich's thrilling dragon-themed game, Horde. Where 1 to 4 players compete or cooperate to gather the most gold possible in a limited amount of time. Is it the year for, again, for zombies and then dungeon raiding again, I guess. That's what we're into this year. Horde combines action and strategy elements to create an innovative gameplay mix unlike anything else on the store. The game features over 35 levels, 4 game modes, 100-plus badges to earn, trophy support, leaderboards, and any combination of couch and online players. Best of all, Horde puts the dragon in the hero's role. Yay! Where he must strive against cruel knights, fierce wizards, conniving burglars, and even rampaging giants. Critics and consumers alike have appreciated Horde's unique design. And I'm not going to quote this because it's from people we don't particularly like, but we'll jump over to the next one. Joystick says Horde's gameplay shines, and 1UP reports the game hides a surprising layer of complexity and strategy. So if you've been keeping an eye on the Horde and your sandwiches, but have been waiting for the right time to buy them while you eat your sandwiches, now's officially that time. For less than $8, you get a proven acclaimed game with over 20 hours of gameplay. No brainer. Watch your sandwiches. Again, gamers can purchase Horde on the PlayStation Network for a half-price discount through the 31st, which is next week, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Watch your sandwiches, people. There's dragons about.
climbing in our windows, filling up our sandwiches. What?
With your hordes. I'm out of order today. This is us medicated. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
All right, well, I think we need some cheering up. 101 Dolphin Pets will cheer you up on the Nintendo DS I wear.
dolphins, yay.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me here. I'm getting very congested. Taeon, a Polish video games developer and publisher, announced today that their next pet-carrying title is going to be released on the North American Nintendo DSiWare service. Take care of your new friends starting from January 31st, when 101 Dolphin Pets appears in the service with a 500 Nintendo DSi points price tag. Players get to choose from over 101 baby dolphins or simply adopt them all. Discover... No, what are you going to do with 101?
Wow.
Discover their personalities as you feed, clean, and care for your new pets. Bring out your pet's talents by training your dolphin in a variety of fun and wacky activities. You can enter your dolphin into pet shows, and you can earn money to buy exciting upgrades, including toys, food, clothes, accessories, and more. It says the more tricks you teach and the more games you play, the more fun you'll have. You'll never be bored with so many new best friends to pamper, play with, and love. There is a trailer over on YouTube at the Taeon's YouTube channel. That's Taeon, T-E-Y-O-N. So you can head over there and check that out. Or if you want to just head over to their website, I'm sure they have a link there as well. It's Taeon, Taeon.com/games/101-dolphin-pets-DSI.
Yeah, I'm going to reserve comment. Okay, so...
Tamaguchi.
I see that, and 10 dogs and 10 cats, all of it all together, but I'm not understanding the dolphin. I don't think I ever wanted a pet dolphin, but hey, somebody out there does, I guess.
Somebody does.
Well, here's a good story. I absolutely adore this. EverQuest 2 helps train soldiers. I wish it was EverQuest 1, but can't have it all.
That.
University of Minnesota. Doctoral candidate Kyung Shim was practically laughed off campus when she said she wanted to study video games. But 3 years later, she's getting the last laugh as various government agencies and the United States Army utilize her data and expertise for training and research on human behavioral patterns. Took a woman, guys, tell you. I'm having trouble. Drugs. Oh, my God. Drugs are bad, people. The Army has signed on.
Drugs.
Yes, the Army has signed on to use study to study and use the teamwork aspect of MMORPGs to improve communications and teamwork when tackling a common goal. Shim and other researchers from universities across the country sifted through terabytes of anonymous EverQuest 2 user data provided by Sony Online Entertainment to find patterns and communication characteristics. Sony provided researchers with anonymous player communication, game logs, and other data. Interestingly enough, the data found that female players played 2 hours more a week than the average male gamer. Woo-hoo! It also showed that there are a fair share of players who do not fit into the male 14 to 24 demographic, like players over age 40. Some of the newer data showing showing off different trends could be related to the game going to free-to-play, but not over the long term. The reason that MMOs and some action games work well for that kind of team-focused training is because the goals in the game require players to work together and communicate clearly to accomplish big tasks. While the Army uses several games to help train soldiers, Shim says that her goal is to help improve the game so that they will better benefit soldiers in training. Shim and University Computer Science Professor Jaideep Srivastava? God, I suck. I'm sorry. are attracting attention from other places beside the Army who hope to find connections between virtual and real-world behaviors. Shim and that other name I can't pronounce will have filled out 6 grant proposals, 4 for National Science Foundation grants that will help the team complete the second phase of their research, which is the correlation of virtual world behavior to real-world behavior. The Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Activity is also part of the U.S. Office of the Director of National Intelligence, who are interested in seeing how real-world interactions and are connected to behavior in virtual worlds. I love this study. That's very interesting.
That is very interesting. I like that.
And using her brain to help our soldiers. You can check that out, at GamePolitics.com or over at MMDaily.com. We steal from them, too.
We steal from everybody.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull a story from GamePolitics.com. More or less, I'm just going to kind of breeze over this and glower at people. Modern Warfare 2 blamed for Russian terrorist attack.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A state-sponsored Russian news program does its best to tie a recent terrorist attack to the No Russian level in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They've got a weird name here. The Domodedovo Airport in Moscow.
Perfect.
was the scene of the suicide bombing attack this weekend that killed, 32 people and injured nearly 200 more. Really horrible, tragic. But Russia today goes out of its way to blame Activision's Modern Warfare 2 for the action of the terrorist. Because I can see how that totally links together. They also say that while the report doesn't emphatically blame Modern Warfare 2 as the cause, reports from the news outlet examine the scenes from the No Russian mission and try to draw some parallels to the all-too-real violence this week. Sorry, people. I don't see this. Y'all are going to try to blame everything, and people you ought to be pointing your fingers at are the stupid, ignorant people who did it, and not these games. They're not gamers.
Wow. So, people, what do you say to these people? It's horrible that this happened, but we've got to stop finding the wrong people to blame. You blame the crazy people that did it, as Ginger said. Yeah.
I mean, if y'all want to do a study on, you know, how many suicide bombers want to, you know, stand up and say, oh, yes, I'm a gamer, go for it. But I don't think they are. I think that's kind of thing. I think they're not very bright, educated people. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing this. But I don't know.
It happens. It happens to all of us. It happened to us here. It happened to you guys. It happens. People are crazy. Has nothing to do with, here's a good thing. Somebody do a study. Why don't we get a bunch of people that are mentally ill and let them play some video games for a couple of hours a day and see if they, you know, indicate they want to kill people after. It's really easy to do. We can disprove this really quickly. Let some sane people play, see if they want to kill people. I personally don't have any inclination to kill anybody after I've been playing games. I just like to blow the people up. It's funny to me. And it's not funny if it happens for real. It's funny in the game because I know those are not real people. See, I'm sane.
Mostly.
Yeah, I know. They'll respawn again in a second. So will I. It's all fun.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tragic. But, again, I think they need to point the fingers where it needs to go and not at things that have absolutely nothing to do with it.
Amen. Well, we got time for exactly one more story really quickly. this also comes to us from our friends at Game Politics and the Washington Post. Net neutrality complaints climb as the court battles loom. Love a good fight. love a good lynch mob, as I love the picture they have here, the lynch mob with pitchforks and the torches. Lovely. That's about right. While Verizon and other wireless service providers get ready to go to court over the new net neutrality rules, the FCC sees an uptick in consumer and business complaints against operators. Level 3, a backbone provider who facilitates Netflix, has complained that Comcast, shock there, is trying to raise prices for access to its customers. And consumers are complaining that mobile operator Metro PCS is blocking access to services like Skype because they compete with in-house or preferred services on their networks. There are also complaints that some service providers are suddenly raising their rates as well. Companies like Verizon and Metro PCS say the claims are untrue. It's not true, but are already lining up to take the fight to court. This must be disconcerting to the FCC, who lost the court battle against Comcast in 2010 over the cable provider blocking access to file sharers. That case is pretty ironic, because groups that represent the entertainment industry says the cable operators don't do enough to police the illicit trafficking of pirated media. The new Internet access rules were supposed to prohibit mobile carriers and service providers from blocking or slowing the transmission of any particular web traffic into consumers' homes, but both consumers and companies that rely on the Internet to conduct business have fun, say. That is exactly what's happening now. And the commentator here from Game Politics is much like myself, saying it's going to get ugly.
It definitely sounds like it's about to.
Yeah, so he says, meanwhile, he's wondering where companies such as Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and Activision are standing on this issue. If the backbone providers for any of these services suddenly have to pay more money to do these companies pass that cost on to the likes of Sony or Microsoft? Do they pass it on to us? I'm not liking this because, you know, we do a lot of obvious downloading for games, so it would appear to someone watching any of us here, you know, Game and Atrix and Gamer Girls Radio, that we're pirating, but we're just working. So I worry that we'll get our access blocked or something. Now, this is going to be really ugly. Oh.
Don't you be blocking my access, people.
Man, you downloaded 5 games in the space of an hour, but we run a gaming site. We had to download it. We got to review them. Oh, ugly.
Don't you know playing games for a living is not a real job?
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Anyway, it is time for us to get out of here, people. We're going to go get drugged and pass out. Or play Magicka. I'm not really sure yet. Maybe I'll do both. We will see you guys bright and early tomorrow for the news. And, of course, tomorrow night is our show where we will go into more depth and anger about some of these stories this week.
Yay!
And we'll be drugged while we do it, most likely. Do the Fed and Robitussin for the win!
Something.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys.